We begin our story following a small creature from another time and universe. He is a small guy, about the size and shape of a starfish. At the moment, the magical creature is walking in the front desk of St. Polybog's Hospital in South Carolina.
Man, a line. All right, move aside, people. Shove over.
Ow!
Ow!
Hey, what's where you're going?
Excuse me, sir. You can't just cut in line. Wait, what are you?
Name's Larfy. Listen, lady, I realize I'm not a human.
Get away from here. What do you want?
Okay, calm down. I'm just a magical starfish with snail eyes and legs. Not that scary. Anyway, I need one of those hospital workers to help me find a little something. It's very important.
Get away. Get off my desk. Monster, monster!
And, yep, she fainted. They always do. Well, no time to be wasted. I need to find some sucker to help me find the memento hidden in this hospital somewhere, or I'm a goner. Maybe over this way. Hang on. Who's this guy?
Okay, nurse. Time to start this brain surgery. Ready?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, now I'll just be a moment.
Doctor, can you please stop stuffing your face with chicken wings and begin this operation?
Oh, yes, sorry. Let's make the first incision.
Dr. Punswell, if you want to operate on this man's brain, you have to cut his head.
What? Oh, I knew that. Scalpel.
Here.
No, the scalpel.
This is the scalpel.
Oh, I knew that. Chicken.
Here.
Alrighty now.
Doctor, watch that chicken.
Oh, all over the brain, too. Here, let me wipe this.
Careful with that needle.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty sure he might need some eye surgery now.
Wow, get a load of this doctor. He's a complete idiot. I'll trick him in no time.
Oh, shoot, man. Crap.
That's it. I'm going on break. You are the worst brain surgeon ever.
Hey, don't go. Oh, he's right. I am terrible, but I need this job. What am I going to do?
Awesome. Now's my chance. Excuse me. Hi.
What? What? I'm trying to perform brain surgery. What are you?
Hey, my name is Larfy. Don't worry, I'm not going to hurt you. I want to help.
Whoa. Are you, like, my fairy godmother?
Yeah, I'm like your fairy godmother.
Yes, make me a good brain surgeon. Make me good at this. I'm so terrible at operating. I mean, look at my patient's eye. Is it turning purple?
Wow, yeah, quite a pickle there. But don't worry, I'll help. Now, I'm not magic, but I can fly, teleport, change colors of objects, and time travel.
Okay.
Right, and promise, if I help you with this, you need to help me find a little something.
Deal.
Deal.
Alright, change color, no, that's stupid. Fly, no use to us. Time travel,
Hey, time travel! I'll take you back to medical school, and you can relearn info on brain surgery.
Good idea.
Yeah, let's hurry.
What's that orb thing that's making that funny noise?
It's my time travel orb powering up. We'll travel back right now!
Where are we?
I told you, we're at your old medical school. Here you can retake brain surgery classes, and after a while, you'll be great.
Great. Thanks, fairy godmother.
Anytime. Oh, class is starting.
Good morning, class. Welcome to,
medical school, professor?
The medical school, yes. Now I'll teach you how to operate on brains today. Just 1 minute now.
25 minutes later.
Professor, may I have some chicken wings, too?
No!
Ugh, I see where you get your skills from.
No, I'm not learning anything. This is hopeless.
Look, since I'm really desperate, I'm gonna take you to my, house to give you a potion that will make you a better brain surgeon.
What? Your house? You're kidding, right?
Nope. Get ready to teleport.
Larfy, is this your house?
Yeah.
Nasty. It's covered in dirt and salt and... What are these, cupcakes?
Look, I'm just going to look for the potion that'll make you a good brain surgeon. Try not to blow anything up.
Ugh, seriously? Is that a volleyball taped to your ceiling? And why is there popcorn and rainbow glitter on the walls? Ugh, it's... Ew, did I just step in a pink meatloaf? I'll get it.
No, don't.
All right, I won't.
Barfy, hey, you in there?
Okay.
Hey, did you find the spear? Come on, you can't keep me waiting. I know what you're like. It's all color spells and ding-dong ditching the 20th century college students with you.
What's he talking about?
Nothing. Now's not a good time, man. Sorry.
Very well. Be ready next time I come, or you'll be sorry.
Whew. Hey, I found it, Doc. Hurry, drink this potion, hurry.
All right. Wow.
See, I told ya. Now that this is all done, you can help me find the thing I need.
Wow. Amazing! Suddenly, I know all about brain surgery. Come on, let's go back to the hospital to operate.
Okay, you better hold up your end of the bargain.
What? Oh, I'm back in the operating room. Now watch, young Larfy, as I operate on this poor, brain-exposed man. Whew! Done. Nurse, come in here!
What, doctor?
Look, I fixed this man!
Oh my, doctor, this is the most amazing surgery ever done. Look at these perfect stitches, and no more blood. I have to tell everyone about this perfect patient. Hey, everyone, come here and look at this man. He is absolutely flawless.
What? Where? Oh my, look at that. Who operated on this man? I did!
Wow, you deserve recognition.
Yeah, you should.
Who are you? I am Dr. Ponswell, and I completed the perfect brain surgery.
Wait, what about the deal?
Sorry, man, I'll help you find it later.
No, now, before he finds me.
Sorry, man. Woohoo!
Now, any second he'll find me and remove my powers, or worse, if I can't find the thing.
Larfy, you better answer this time.
Oh, hey, it's him. Got a jet.
Nice try, Larfy. You can't escape me. I am in full control of your powers, remember? Now, where is the sphere you have promised me?
Oh, that. Well, see, the doctor said he was gonna get it for me, but he was carried off by a crowd before he could.
No more stalling. I have warned you time and time again to find it, yet you continue to procrastinate it. I need it now!
Please!
No, Larfy, you have failed. I will remove your powers, your membership from our secret society, and you will be thrown in my prison.
No! Put me down!
Sorry, time is up. You missed your deadline. You have failed. It's prison for you.
Your bars can't hold me forever. I'll be back!
Thus, Larfy was thrown in jail, never knowing how soon he would return. And 1 week later, at 5 p.m., if one had turned on the TV to Channel 11, a news report would come on, sounding like this. T- Tiana Spizak Harrison here, with the story of a strange crystal ball found in one of the drawers of a local hospital. After a doctor performed brain surgery, he noticed a small trap door, which he opened, and in it found a 7-inch round spherical object. Many hospital workers and other specialists have taken an interest as to what this is. The only thing that can give us even a glimpse of a clue as to what it is and whose this is a boldly printed word, LARFI, member number X24, on the object. The brain surgeon has given it to scientists to perform studies on it, as we have no clue what it is made of or what it is capable of.